The game of blind and partially sighted cricket has grown over the years here in the UK, and there is a milestone approaching for blind cricket. We have with us Adam White to tell us a little bit more. Adam, so big anniversary, so tell me more.
Yeah, as you say, it's the anniversary of the formation of Blind Cricket England and Wales this weekend. It's 10 years since that started, so 2006.
Fantastic. And the game has come a considerable way over the years.
Oh, definitely. Back in 2006, there were only 5 national teams across the entire country, whereas now I think there's in the region of 21 teams across the country playing cricket at various levels.
And, you know, this isn't just cricket for playing's sake or for socialising, although that is part of it. You know, you can take this to a very professional level if you wish.
You can. I mean, if you're lucky enough, you can push it on and gain international honours. There is a men's visually impaired international England team who this year regained the Ashes down in Australia.
Oh, congratulations on that one. Now, I mean, it's played around the world. You mentioned the Ashes there in Australia as well. So that was a, yep. Was that a bit of a catalyst for it then to really get underway in the UK all those years ago?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's brought more people into the game due to Blind Sports Radio broadcasting the Ashes coverage in Australia. It's been mentioned on our very own TMS as well, so it's getting more and more exposure all the time.
The game itself, how is it played then for blind people? What are the differences?
The primary difference is the size of the ball, which is a size 3 football in the domestic game, which has ball bearings in. The stumps are freestanding, sort of hip height. The basic rules are pretty much the same, though. You know, you still get runs and wickets and that sort of thing.
And the anniversary is coming up. How will you be marking that?
Well, hopefully the weather will be kind to us. All active teams will be playing in matches over the course of Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd this weekend coming.
Now, although we're mentioning that, you know, you can take this to a very professional level, if people just want to take it up socially, you know, broaden their friends' network, exercise, bit of fun, it is good for that as well.
Oh, definitely. As we've just been saying, you can take it to the extreme level and represent your country if that's what you would like. Or alternatively, you can find a club in your area and get out there and have a go and enjoy yourself.
What do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy the camaraderie, the challenge of actually getting out there and competing.
So just finally, Adam, then, if people want to learn more about blind cricket, perhaps they'd like to get involved, find out if there's a team in their area, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can get in contact via the BCEW website, which I believe is bcew.co.uk.
Adam, let's hope many people do take up the opportunity to get involved. And congratulations on that 10-year anniversary. Thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me on.